Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I believe it's probably once a year that these dictionaries, I guess they try to remain relevant by saying, here's what is new in the Oxford Dictionary. This is the Cambridge.
There are a lot of different dictionaries is what we've learned, right?
Yeah, a bunch.
Because some of them seem to have, shall we say, more lax standards.
I'd say.
They'll let in words that you and I would think, that's not even a word.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, and I'm from the 1900s, There's only one dictionary.
Webster's. Webster Dictionary. That's right. We grew up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's Oxford English Dictionary.
Yes.
But I always think of that as being British and snooty.
Yes. We never had one in our home.
We didn't.
Only had the Webster.
We had a Webster that was a red back, and that was just it.
Yeah. Webster Dictionary. The cover was long gone.
Well, right.
the dust jacket was long gone in ours. In fact, Mom had to tape the ends together.
So, as Webster's Dictionary now, do you just go to Webster's.com? Is that how
probably.
It works? And I know there's dictionary.com.
I mean, I know they still, I'm sure they still print one though.
Yeah, but.
Probably.
Maybe not as many, but.
And you think, like when we were kids, you know, you had the dictionary, you could have it forever because it was all the same words. But now they're inventing words. And I guess they used to do that too.
Yeah, well, slang, you know, would enter the.
Correct.
The dictionary because one of our mom's favorite sayings was when we would use the word ain't, It grated on her nerves. She would say, ain't in the dictionary.
That's right.
But now.
It is. It is in the dictionary.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ain't a word.
Exactly.
I eavesdropped on a conversation in the airport when my flight was delayed. There were some people going to Atlanta.
Just waiting for the gate?
And I was sitting doing my Wordle, you know, doing my other puzzles. And there were guys behind me. And they were sitting in their 20s. And they were using the word ain't. And they were ending their sentences with prepositions. And they were saying the word like every other word. And I wanted to stand and say, listen, guys, I like you. I hear you talking about, they lived in Atlanta. Look, they're living in a bigger city than I do. And they were talking about finance and so forth. So I guess they had good jobs, but I wanted to say, your language, your use of language is very poor. Let's try to get your grammar in a better spot, if you could.
This sounds like the same message you want to send to our former coworker who's trying to become a hip hopper.
You're having a real hard R day here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like the president's getting through to one person.
He's starting to fight. Okay, yeah.
Let's make things back the old ways.
He's starting to win me over. He's starting to win me over a little with this. I heard those guys talking. I was like, guys, I can't abide by this with this poor grammar. I just can't do it. But they've added some new words to this. This is the Cambridge Dictionary.
Cambridge, not Oxford.
Not Oxford. Cambridge. 15 new words have been added, words or phrases to the dictionary. The first one I just mentioned, skibbity. That's a word we heard a couple of years ago middle schoolers were using, skibbity and skibbity toilet. And they define that as a word that can have different meanings, like cool or bad, or can be used with no real meaning at all, like what the skibbity you doing, or that wasn't very skibbity riz of you. Skibbity is just a word that 13-year-olds put in the middle of sentences for no reason.
Did that come from something, or did they just invent that out of nothing?
Was it a cartoon or something?
No, I think it just came from nowhere, right?
I thought when we heard about it first, it was some animated show that had used it.
Maybe they
did. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I see it, and I think less of Cambridge for putting it in the dictionary. You know,
Advantage Oxford?
I think Advantage Oxford, in my mind. Until they follow suit and put skibbity in there. Was it in a show?
Apparently, it's from a web series.
Okay.
The series is described as a war between toilets and human heads coming out of their bowls.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm moving with here today.
All right, okay, good.
Moving a little more to the right today.
Let's go back and forth here. Biggie, what does the word delulu mean? Delulu is now in the dictionary.
That's like crazy, delusional.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I could have gone that.
Yeah. I think I've heard Chris Dim say she's Delulu.
Delulu! Yep, that's right. They get tougher after that.
Well, I could not define skibbity. I have no idea.
I don't think anybody could.
And clearly, it's indefinable.
There is no definition. Tradwife. Tradwife.
A tradwife, I want to say they are... That is a woman who is... Leaning probably politically conservative, stays at home, does not work, raises children as the main priority.
That's correct. It's short for traditional wife.
Yeah.
Married woman, Stays home, cooking, cleaning, has children she takes care of. A traditional wife, a trad wife. My wife was...
It's got a lot of traction in this country.
Is it? Trad wife?
Mm-hmm. That word.
My wife was a trad wife until our kids were grown and she went back to work.
I was on the phone. What does trad wife mean?
Traditional wife, married woman who stays at home doing cooking, cleaning, and has children she takes care of.
Okay.
The typical June Cleaver 1950s wife.
And the goal is to be a mom. The goal is not to have a job outside the home.
Trad wife. You're 1-1. Kristen got that right, Biggie.
Okay.
You ready for yours?
Yeah.
Broligarchy. B-R-O-L-I-G-A-C-G-A-R-C-H-Y. Broligarchy.
I wonder if that's back in my days, the saying was bros before hoes. Is it an updated version of that? You pick your bros over the women.
No, it is not. It is a term for tech bros who are extremely powerful and wealthy and have or want political influence. Example, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are a broligarchy. They are together and
okay.
Very, very powerful, but only in that...
So second. Power bros.
Yeah, exactly.
They've taken tech power and used it for to expand.
Yeah, political gain, exactly. This is an acronym. D-Y-O-R is in the Cambridge Dictionary. Chris Dim, what does D-Y-O-R stand for? Biggie knows it.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
I bet it's do your own something.
D-Y-O-R.
Do your own research.
Yep.
He's got it. That's good. Do your own research.
That means don't take vaccines. Drink raw milk.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that means?
Oh, that's what they... Yeah, it's used on the internet all the time.
It means don't believe the man.
I didn't know.
What happens is somebody will come on there and say something like, you know, wildly crazy, and they'll be like, what's your proof of that? And they'll be like, do your own research.
D-Y-O-R.
Yeah. That's everybody's go-to on the internet.
9/11 was an inside job. D-Y-O-R.
Do your own research. It's when you can't defend your point, you say that. I'm not here to look it up for you, man. I'm just giving you that. You do your own research.
D-Y-O-R.
The internet is full of do your own research, bros.
Mm-hmm.
I should start saying that because I'm always...
No, don't.
No.
Okay, all right. But if you make an outlandish claim and can't defend it, then use it.
D-Y-O-R.
Yeah, gotta be real sparing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while. But I'm always wrong about stuff.
When you're backed into a corner and you cannot defend it, you got to hit him with a do your own research.
Well, what about these people that say, oh, you're so stupid? I'll say, well, D-Y-O-R. But then, see, people like Fact Checker Rusty,
he has received.
They D-Y-O-R and they show me. But then I'll just say, oh, whatever.
You know,
I'll just...
But it's used as a defense mechanism when you can't defend your point.
Okay. Biggie, cardboard box index. Cardboard box index is in the Cambridge Dictionary.
Cardboard box index?
Yes.
I have no clue.
I believe we mentioned it on here a few days ago, in fact. Sort of.
Is this the number of things that are shipped in the country?
It is a way of measuring the health of the economy according to how many cardboard boxes are being produced for shipping.
Produced, okay.
We did mention it because it said it was down.
It is. So they're predicting economic downturn because there are fewer cardboard boxes being produced. Therefore, shipping is going down. Chris Dim, nanoship. N-A-N-O-S-H-I-P. A nanoship.
Nanoship. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd never heard the term. Mm-hmm. I would guess... It's built on the word relationship, so maybe it's a very brief, quick fling.
Wow, nice. A very short, romantic interaction with someone with no expectation it will lead to a real relationship, short for a one-night stand, just
woo!
Sex. Yeah.
Okay.
He got it. That's right, a nanoship. A very short, romantic interaction.
Kind of clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use that. Biggie, career catfishing. Career catfishing.
Well, catfishing is... you know, obviously, when you kind of lie on like a dating profile, career catfishing means I would think you make a living from scamming people, scamming men.
Ooh.
Close. The act of accepting a job, then never showing up for work on the first day. See, that done many.
You sold yourself.
No. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
That's been a move for years. Yeah. We just didn't know what it was. I mean, when I worked barbecue, I was constantly training people and they wouldn't show up.
They can get the job, but they wouldn't do the job.
It's like, well, why'd you go through the trouble? I guess they learned enough about it. Go, I'm not doing that.
I always ran into, I did hiring for my current other employment, Marco's, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll tell you what was always funny. You'd hire people, and then you get to the part where you'd be like, okay, now go online and fill out the paperwork. And I swear to you, we'd lose half the people at that. They'd be like, okay. And then they'd never do it. You'd call me and be like, you going to fill out the paperwork? And they'd be like, yeah.
And they never did.
Never did.
That's what it is. Career catfishing. Chrono working. Chris Dim, chrono working or chrono working. C-H-R-O-N-O working.
Man. I couldn't even begin to guess on what that is.
New in the Cambridge Dictionary. Biggie, you want to try it?
Chrono working?
Chrono working. It is adapting your work schedule to when you feel most awake and energetic, working only the hours you feel most energetic, which is impossible to do in most circumstances, I would think. You know?
Mine would be never.
That's right. You would not have a job.
If you're an athlete, do you do that?
I guess so.
I mean, because they're sort of, you know, they're bodies are probably timed to be at their peak.
Maybe.
First pitch.
Maybe.
Opening kickoff, what have you.
Smartphone face, Biggie.
Maybe just that dumb look we all have when we're staring at our phones.
No.
I mean, I think it's when your face sags because you're pointing your chin down.
I was surprised by this definition. When an actor's face looks too modern for them to be believable in a drama set in the past. They're too modern for a period piece.
Sure, they have Botox and things like that done. Yeah, okay.
Smart
I like that.
Face.
Oh, I never heard that. That term doesn't work.
No, I agree. That was like a stretch to me. Burnt toast theory. Burnt toast theory. Chris Dim.
Oh my gosh. A burnt toast theory. You're overtired.
No.
You're burnt.
No, it's the theory that a minor inconvenience, like burning your toast in the morning, will prevent something worse from happening to you later in the day. If I hadn't burned the toast, I would have been in a car accident.
Yeah.
You know, on the way to work.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
The burnt toast theory.
Sliding doors and whatnot.
Yes, exactly.
Like this morning, I was taking my daily pills. Mm-hmm. As you know, I take several.
Yes.
And I dropped one of them. Couldn't find it at first, but obviously didn't want to leave it on the floor with the dog.
Right.
So it took me like 2 minutes to find it. Mm-hmm. And then I had that thought. I thought, what if that pill just saved me from somebody running a red light and hitting me? Yeah.
There's your burnt toast theory.
Yeah.
Did you pick it up with your grabber?
Don't answer
I'm not
that.
Answering
I'll
that.
I'll help you. Don't answer
I'm not that. Answering that. It was actually too small. I had to bend over and get it.
Here's one that has to do with a dog. Air jail. What is air jail? It has to do with a pet. This is in the Cambridge Dictionary. New to it.
When you pick them up because they're doing something wrong.
The act of lifting a pet into the air to prevent bad behavior. Like when my dog starts to poop on the carpet, I have to go grab him.
And then he air jail.
Okay.
You see a lot of air jail at dog parks.
You grab him as he's urinating and he urinates all over you, but you protect the rug.
That's not still happening, is it?
No, we're almost over that now. We're very close. Very few.
With your house. In your house, I should say.
Very few accidents anymore. Shelaborating. I know about this. Explaining something in much more detailed way than is necessary, making the explanation even more confusing. If someone goes way into great detail over something and says too much.
It sounds gender loaded.
Yeah, shelaborating. I agree.
It's not mansplaining.
Right. Which goes along with this. This is new in the dictionary. Manterrupting. Manterrupting.
Well, I think I know.
Well, give it to me.
Just when you interrupt to correct someone when you're a man.
That's right. When you interrupt a woman who's speaking. Because
you can.
Yeah. Obviously, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
She's shelaborating too much.
Yeah.
Tell the story right. It's a very elaborate story.
That's right.
So then we went down to the street. Remember where the post office used to be?
Oh, my God. Just get to the point. You manterrupt a woman who's
shelaborating
to shorten the process.
Doing you a favor, sweetie.